What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise. I know you are. And why do I tell you? The first reason that I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? Because God made you that way. Yes. Shout out to you, God. Oh, my gosh. He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes. So he out there making y'all feel and wise and doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Waking you up, starting you on your way and everything. Oh, my gosh. He just, so thorough. But what is the second reason, right? While I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. Don't be laughing about it, but look, man, look. Because y'all are out there listening to me, okay? And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And look, there is a third thing that I have to say, too. Oh, my gosh, I got to give a shout out to my haters, right? All the naysayers, all the disbelievers, all the people, you know, owe you a little faith, you know, got some stuff going on. But, you know, I got to give a shout out to them, right? And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, y'all ready to say it with me? All three, you ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters, 'cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Oh my gosh. So look, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you are like, oh my gosh, who this lady J? Why she giving a shout out to her haters? What now? What's going on? What is this podcast about? Okay. Listen. Okay. What God does, right? When you shine bright like a diamond, he prepares the table for you in the presence of your enemy. Okay, that's Psalm 23. All right. He anoints your head with oil. Your cup overflows. He promises you. He said, look, I'm gonna go ahead in front of you. Okay, because you're so thorough and you're so wise. I made you thorough and wise, okay, in my own image, right? And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to prepare this table for you. I'm going to do it in the presence of your enemies. All the naysayers, all the disbelievers, all the people, you know, the haters, all that type of stuff. I'm going to do this for you. And then I'm going to anoint your head with oil, right? Oh, my gosh. Your cup going to overflow. You know, blessing after blessing after blessing. Everything going to be out there in pieces for him. Goodness and mercy going to follow you wherever you go. Oh, my gosh. Y'all got to read it. Psalms 23, all right, in the Bible, right? And what happens is why he's doing all of this, right? All of this marvelous, spectacular stuff. People start paying attention. They're like, is that my girl over there shining on him? That my boy over there shining on him? Because somebody putting it out there in pieces. You know, God putting it out there for him. So they trying to figure out what's going on, right? So they start coming over, right? And they wind up getting blessed by the message. Whatever message God is using, you know? Whatever he's using to bait them in. You know, like a fish, you know, you put the bait on the hook and, you know, you put it out there for them and stuff. You know, you throw it out there and then all of a sudden they think, wait a minute, what's that? What's that right there? That's something I think I like. I don't know. You know, it starts attracting them and they come on over, right? And then they go ahead and they bite on it. They take a little piece of it. A little piece of this just touched it, baby. What I tell y'all? I'm just trying to put it out here in pieces for you. That's it, right? So God put it out there in pieces for them, right? And they want to get blessed by the message, okay? And this is why, right? Let me just break this down for you, okay? This is why. I got a story to tell like Biggie, but I got to tell you this first. See, when people are in the dark, the light disturbs them. So that's why you got this light on the inside of you. You know this light right here? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, right? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, right? This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Like Rihanna, right? Rihanna, shout out to you, girl, if you listening, because you never know who listening to you. Rihanna, the singer. Y'all know Riri, you know Rihanna, she got everything popping on. You know, she got the clothing here, she got that there, she got the humanitarian stuff, she got all this stuff going on. She sings, she does everything, right? And she made the song, Shine Bright Like a Diamond. Yes, woo! Shine bright like a diamond. She's telling you to let the light shine, right? The light disturbs the darkness. Like when you're in your room, okay? You're sleeping, somebody come in there, hit the light switch, okay? Boom, oh my gosh, you real bright. What's going on? Why you do all that to me? Why you wake me up? You disturbed me while I was asleep in the darkness. So when you got this light, like me and a lot of y'all out there, shining real bright like a diamond, God, a lot of times, he puts you out there in pieces for him, baby. And then people start coming over and they wind up getting blessed by the message. So you never hate on them. You don't hate on them. You know, even if they're hating on you, you don't do that. Hate is acknowledgement backwards, baby. Okay? You don't do that. What you do is you say, hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. So look, have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh, I've been dropping a dime on y'all. Yes, child, I've been putting stuff out there in pieces. So look, Mother's Day was yesterday, right? So I'm doing this Sunday's Word today, which is Monday, you know? I want to take some time off. Daughters wanted to chill with me and do what it is that we do, baby, okay? So I didn't do it. So we're going to do the Sunday's Word, and I got to drop a dime on y'all. I got a message. Oh my God, you know, everything, okay? It's going to be so thorough and wise. But on My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, I'll put some pieces out there. Make sure y'all go check them out. Another photo of me. Yes. Y'all can see that my hair was growing back and everything. Child got no wig on, no nothing. Okay. No weave, no that, child. Just me. Just my hair. I got it braided. So if it looks like my whole head is bald, it's not. Okay. I just got braids going to the back, but like all at the top of my hair had got like really like thin and stuff. Yeah, child, this is just a touch day, but I'm putting it out there in pieces for you, and I'm smiling, and I'm just so happy, and it's Mother's Day, and I look amazing. Oh, my God, and I had just such a good time with my daughters, okay? Also, my one daughter interviewed me. Now, you know, I did get made up for that, you know, put on a little hair, you know, and all that, you know, it's looking cute in front of the camera and everything, you know. But I'm gonna put that out there in pieces for y'all too. So she interviewed me, she asked me questions about Mother's Day, and that was just so dope and everything, and we had such an amazing time. Shout out to all the mothers, okay, and people who are, you know, doing the mother role. Shout out to y'all, grandmoms and other people, aunties and everything like that, that just, you know, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do as a mother. Shout out to y'all. Happy belated Mother's Day. All right. Now, what else have I been doing on My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram? Oh my gosh. Everything. Everything, 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 everything. Inspirational posts. Oh my gosh. My food. Oh my gosh, my radio show stuff. Oh my gosh, my podcast stuff. Oh my gosh, my fitness clothing line. Oh, my pictures of the kids, pictures of me. Okay, before and after, all type of stuff, baby. This is just a touch of that. That's just pieces for you. All right, so look, I'm gonna skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond. Y'all like it when I do it like that? Now look, we got to talk about making love in V's Kitchen. Have I been making love in V's Kitchen? Y'all, oh my gosh, I've been making so much love in V's Kitchen. Like, I've been tearing food up. Child, I looked at myself the other day. I said, self, said what? I said, you getting kind of thick again. Child, oh my God. Check it out. My name is all in that 76, y'all. Y'all can tell I've been making love in these kitchen because my cheeks is getting so fat. Yes, in 10 days. I'm going to put a picture up there. A lot of y'all already got it, like my friends and my families and stuff like that. You know, my care folks, people real close to me. I said it out yesterday. Like, y'all, look at the 10-day difference, child. Because I've been making love in V's Kitchen. And guess what y'all are getting this week? One of my recipes. Yes, for free. Okay, just for now. All right, because mom just giving you just a touch of Jay. But y'all get to get the curry seafood quesadilla recipe. Or the chicken quesadillas recipe. All right, and it's just a touch of Jay. You will get those pieces on Wednesday. Okay, the Making Love and Bees Kitchen edition. All right, you're gonna get that. Okay, I'm putting out their pieces for you. I'm gonna figure out which one I want, which one y'all been requesting. I'm gonna go through everything and I'm gonna give y'all their recipe. So stay tuned. And that was Making Love and Bees Kitchen. Now, okay, we gotta talk about Just Such Jay's fitness. I want y'all to be so proud of me. Oh my gosh. So last time I talked to y'all, which was Podcast Popping Thursdays, I was telling y'all, I was struggling with Just a Touch of Jay's Fit. Like, not my fitness clothing line, okay? Not Jay's Fit. Then we got Taylor's Fit that's coming to you. None of that type of stuff. Y'all see those pieces on the Just a Touch of Jay's fitness page, okay? On Instagram and Facebook. None of that type of stuff. All of those pieces, the waist shapers, the arms shapers, the thigh shapers. You can purchase all that stuff at thisisjustatouchofjay.com. Check all my link trees in my bio. You can get whatever it is you want. Working on the website, but it's up. It's just a temporary one right now. It's up. So you can get what it is that you want, okay? But I ain't talking about none of those pieces. The piece that I'm talking about is, chill, I was struggling with working out. Now look, y'all know, if y'all been listening to me for 6 months last year, I was bodybuilding, okay? Mama wasn't playing, okay? I was like, clap, 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 okay? I was doing what it is that I do, okay? Listen, I was doing 100 push-ups a day, 600 something ab movements, so many ab movements that right now, I don't even got to do no ab exercises. I got like the cut and everything, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. I don't know what's going on with these pieces, but you know, just doing so much, like squats and everything. But then when I got ill, right? And thank the Lord for healing me. And I'm no longer ill. You know, coming up out of this thing. Okay. It took everything from me because my body went into starvation mode because I couldn't eat for 2 months. Oh my gosh. All the nourishment and everything that I need. Y'all know I love making Lumpy's Kitchen. But I couldn't eat, right? So I've been struggling a little bit with working out. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like struggling, like literally. And the only reason why I'm struggling is because my body has been in this flight fight like response, fighting against itself since like November, and now it's not doing it like that. So like when I eat, I just be so relaxed, like who child, because I hadn't relaxed. My system was all messed up. Like it messed with my thinking, it messed with my brain function. I couldn't remember. It was messing with my heart rate, it messed with my kidney. It just messed me up. Mold toxicity, okay? So y'all don't know, that's what I had, okay? And I still, you know, got that stuff going on with me a little bit. All right, so as I'm coming up out of this thing, I'm trying to go ahead and work out, but this is why you got to be so proud of me. I kept my commitment and I did, okay, I said I'm gonna try to do like 50, as many as I could. 30, okay, 30 dips, okay, 30 push-ups. We talking about real push-ups. So I'm doing good. 30. I used to be able to do 100. Okay, so that's good. All right, that's just a touch of that, baby. I'm putting it out there pieces for you. And squats with the weight. Okay, the sumo squats and also squats with putting my tippy toes, with putting my feet on resting on something, my heels, and then doing the squats like that too, baby. This is just a touch of that. I feel my muscles and everything. Oh my gosh, y'all just wait. So this week we're going to do 30, okay, all the way up to Thursday, and then I'm going to go up to 40. And I asked my daughters to help me. I asked, Rabbi, just give me one day, and Iman, you give me one day, then I'll do another day, okay? I'm going to try to get in 5 days, but right now I am committing to 3, okay? Now that's just a touch of Jay, baby. That was just such Jay's fitness. Just wanted to let y'all know. Make sure y'all check out everything, and I'm working on me, all right? And y'all work on y'all too. Now look, we got to get on over to the left, so, well, you know, I can drop a dime, y'all. Just such Jay's cannabis line, okay? Working on it, boom. You know, other things are coming out, a lot of different pieces, CBD stuff, all type of stuff. But the first thing I did was I gave y'all the Just a Touch of Jay rolling papers. We're gonna have trays, we got all type of just stuff coming out, oils, everything that you need, okay? This is Just a Touch of Jay. But the papers are called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the Jay. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that. I made a song. Y'all know that song? Did y'all hear the song? All you need is just a touch of the J. Pieces. Touch of the J. It's thorough. It's so wise. Oh my gosh. Got so much radio play. Yes, it did. And shout out to everybody who loved it. Oh my gosh. Yes. All you need is just a touch of the J, because that's all you need. Just a touch. You don't need too much. But I did the remake of the song too. Drake's Laugh Now, Cry Later. You know, you might cry now, laugh later. You know, I don't know, baby, after you have just a touch of the J. Okay, that's just pieces for you. All right, now look, make sure you check it out. It's also on my online store, my link tree. Okay, all up in my bios. This is justatouchofj.com. Check them out. Magnetic booklet, King Slims. Okay, smooth, burning, sensation. It's going to take control of you when you roll up, all right? This is just such a, like I said, look, just y'all put that out there in pieces for you. So, look, now we're going to skate on over to the Just a Touch of J app. Yeah, app is popping like popcorn. Yeah, thank you so much. I love y'all. Y'all had app of the day. Y'all doing what it is that you do, doing a lot of updates on the app. It's coming to you, all right? Now, look, all right, I give y'all something on the app, like, all the time, okay? Like every day of the week, almost, all right? So be patient with me, because more's coming, because this is just a touch of J. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you, all right? Now, we got to talk about something. This is what we got to talk about. Why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby? I'm talking about popping like popcorn. Every time I turn around, pop, 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 it's something else popping up. And you know what's popping up? Oh my gosh, them listens. Y'all are really like listening to me out here. I said, wait a minute, hold on. They like just such a J like that. Oh my gosh, over 150 countries, okay? Podcasts being translated in languages and everything. Y'all out there doing what it is that you do. I'm talking about every time I turn around, another 100, another 1,000, another 100, another 1,000, another 100, another 1,000. I said, God, what you doing, God? God said, just keep putting it out there in pieces for them, baby. I said, okay. So thank you so much for allowing the Just a Touch of J podcast to come to you and, you know, do what it is that it do. Y'all loved my last Sunday's word. I had to listen to it. I said, wow, that was a good message. Prophetic. So I got another one for y'all right now. But before I go there, got to give a shout out to Beat Break Radio. Make sure y'all check me out on there. Atlanta 87 FM, the 411 Wire, the Just a Touch of J show. It's out there in pieces for you. B-Berg Radio. Just check it out. All right. 87FM. All right. .com. All right. Now, look. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Lord have mercy on me. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I got to put it down real quick. Hold on. All right. I'm back. Okay. Had to fix my tail. All right. I'm walking around with a towel on everything, baby. This is just a touch of J. But that's pieces for you. All right. So, look. Let's start. So, God gives me the word of the week, okay? The word of the week is fear, all right? Why is the word of the week fear? Because fear is false evidence appearing real. So, I'm like, okay, God, false evidence appearing real. You know, y'all know I got stories like Biggie. So, I'm like, okay, all week, okay, false evidence appearing real. Okay, all right, look, I write down some notes, things like that. But today, which is Monday, the day after Sunday's word, okay, God dropped the dime on me. So I'm in here chilling, you know, my daughters. I do my daily bread. I read my Bible. Do everything I got to do. Read it with them. We have a good time. You know, they doze off. I cook my food. As I'm cooking my food, I like to listen to the pastor. So I'm listening to TDJ. TDJC drops the dime on it. Then, okay, Elevation Church comes on. And Pastor Stephen's wife is talking. She preaching for Mother's Day. So I said, oh my God, okay, what's going on right here? You know, Holly. Shout out to you, Holly, if you're listening, because you never know who's listening to you. Okay, so look, I'm listening to Holly, and Holly is talking about how this is a woman in the Bible, right? And she basically ran out of what she needed. Husband wasn't there no more. Gone. Dead. It was just a lot going on. So she had her sons, and basically what they was gonna come do was come get her sons and take her sons from her. Any of y'all out there like going through something like that, like, you know, something that you hold on close to you and it's getting ready to be taken away from you because you can't do what it is that you're supposed to do. Well, that was her current situation. She couldn't do what it is that she was supposed to do. Okay, provide. Okay, so they was like, look, we're going to take your boys from you. We're going to take your sons. So she's like, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. One person comes to her and she basically is really honest. Like, look, I don't have anything to give. You know, I don't have anything. All I got is a little bit of this oil left. You know, she's ready to prepare this meal and she got a little olive oil left. She had nothing. Any of y'all going through that? Like, your life was one way just a minute ago. It was all good about a week ago, baby. Okay, and then all of a sudden things changed and now you don't have enough, or you feel like you don't have enough. Baby, this is just a touch of Jack. Got some pieces for you, right? So she felt like she didn't have enough. She felt like all I got is this little bit of oil, right? But she was honest with the guy when the guy came to her about it. So she has her sons, right? I'm pretty sure her sons were looking at her like, dang, mom, you know. So what she does is basically she starts sharing, okay, this oil. Remember I talked to y'all about testimonies last week, how you overcome by your testimony? So then God drops a dime on me like, bam! I said, oh my gosh, God, you so fantasy wise, right? So let me just sum this story up real quick. She basically overcame what she had going on because she wind up sowing. Because, you know, you reap what you sow. Even though she had a little bit, she wound up just, you know, giving a little bit, getting a little more. People were helping her when she was, you know, sharing the testimony. She was out there, you know, putting it out there in pieces for them, trying to do this and trying to do that. Give a little bit, she got a little bit more. She told them she needed help, things like that. Things started happening, right? So remember I told y'all, right, you overcome by your testimony. So then God gives me the scripture. Oh my gosh, let me go to the scripture he gave me because he dropped a dime on me. And I'm like, okay, you know. So this is the word that he gave me, right? So easy, so thorough, so wise, right? Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure that you use, it'll be measured back to you, right? So let me say that again, right? Give. And it'll be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Okay? So, I'm like, okay, give, you know, you'll come by your testimony. You know, God, he dropped a dime on me. He's giving it to me. And I'm starting to think about how I didn't have. And how every time people keep giving to me, and I don't have like this lady. So I'm like, you know what? This is kind of similar. Her situation to my situation. Like she felt like she didn't have enough, but she had enough. Right. But at first she didn't want to go ahead and do anything with what she had because it was a small little bit. And God said, that's the fear. That's the false evidence appearing real. See, the enemy sometimes what he does is, and I'm starting to get tripped up on my words. So I know this is about to be something. I'm about to drop a dime on y'all. Somebody about to get a whole release from this. But what the enemy does is that he takes these small situations that we have, these things that we grow through, right? And he wants us to believe that what we have is not enough. But really, it's fear. He puts us in fear. And it's the false evidence appearing real to us that keeps us in a bondage. So we don't go out there and do what it is that God's calling us to do, right? So like with me, right? I told y'all that I started having some bill problems. Yeah, I started financially struggling. Like, you know, I done spent over $8,000 in 2 months just to stay in this hotel, okay? And as I'm doing this, God is sharing to me that I need to go ahead and I need to start asking people for stuff, you know, because now it's starting to get tight. And I told y'all how what God does is that he gave the Israelites the manna. It fell from heaven within their reach. Okay, so they had to go out there and they had to reach it. So God was telling me, you know, you got to go out there and you got to reach for it. I'm going to give it to you, but you got to reach for it. I'm just not going to just put it in your mouth. Okay, so that's basically what the lady had to do. But what the enemy does, man, he wants us to look at that fear of it. The false evidence appearing real. Yeah. So what he would do to me is, you know, no, don't go out there. You know, I was getting prideful. And I'm like, man, I ain't never had to really ask. Like, you must be crazy. You want me to ask? No, I want you to just give it to me, God. God, like, no, go ask. And every time I asked or every time I sold into someone else with my testimony, God would provide. So that's what happened with the lady, right? But see, the kicker is this podcast is kind of like last week's podcast too. But like the second part of it is the word fear. See, the reason why we don't overcome by our testimony, the reason why we don't put it out there in pieces for other people, the reason why we don't think that the small amount that we have is enough, okay, is because the enemy, a lot of times, he brings that fear. We give our own self fear. False evidence appearing real. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you feel like, you know, like, let's just say work, right? You know, I'm really not that big of a person at this job, you know, as far as longevity is concerned. I just started working at this company, but there's a position that I would like to go for. But, you know, they say, you know, you got to be here for more than 6 months to apply for it. Right? Now, yeah, that's what it says. But you might believe that you can't do it because you got a little bit of false evidence appearing real. Right? And then the enemy starts playing with you, you know, making you doubt what God told you, right? Because maybe God told you, you know, you got it. You go ahead, apply for the job. Go ahead and see if you can go ahead and get it. But the false evidence is starting to appear real to you, so you don't go ahead and do it. Because you think that the small amount that you have is not enough. Oh my gosh, this is just a touch of it, baby. That was like with me, right? I was thinking like, oh my gosh, like if I really like share my testimony and I put it out here, you know, and I let people see my hair and all that, that, you know, maybe people going, you know, they're going to act funny towards me or something. They're not going to like me no more. I don't know, baby. This is just a touch of data. False evidence appearing real. I don't know. You know? You know, I can't go out here. I can't tell them. Then they're going to be thinking like, you know, like daggone, like she done fell off. You know, that was the false evidence appearing real. You know, because I needed some help. You know, a lot of times we go through stuff and it's all about that false evidence appearing real. That's what she was dealing with, this woman. Because that's what she said, I only got a little bit of oil. But what she had was enough. All right. So God's bringing this to me and he's like, you know, give and it shall be given to you. So he's like, you know, you got to give. And I'm like, give what? He like, until you have nothing left. So he gave me this post that I put out this morning. And this is a real quick podcast. It's something easy, right? It says, keep pouring out to others. You overcome your test through your testimony. Remember, your weakest moments bring others strength. I said, oh my gosh, God, you so thorough in your wise. Because his strength is made perfect in our weakness. That's scripture. Make sure you check it out, okay? So I said, okay, let me put all this together. Hold on. Sometimes I think I don't have enough. And other people think like they don't have enough, right? Because it's the false evidence appearing real, okay? So then we hinder ourselves from getting what it is that God's trying to give to us because of the false evidence that's being appeared real, okay? Because we think that the small amount that we have is not enough. But then God's word says, if you give, it shall be given to you. Pressed down, running together, shaking together, pouring over. It's going to be in your lap. The same measure that you give is going to be given back to you. I said, wait a minute, hold on. So even though I think I only have a small little bit, as long as I keep on giving more of my testimony, that's the test. See, the test is to give more even when the false evidence is appearing real. This is just a touch of day, right? I want to bring other people strength through my weakness. And that's what you're going to do too. So I just came on here to tell you today, right? Like I told you yesterday, share your testimony. You overcome by your testimony. You do. But the reason sometimes you don't overcome by your testimony is because you're afraid of the false evidence appearing real. You're not enough, right? I can't change this situation. You think that this little bit of whatever it is that you have isn't enough, but it's enough. It was enough for her. She had enough because God always gives you what you need. He said, I'm going to supply all your needs according to my riches and glory, right? So if he's going to supply all your needs, he gives you enough. But like I said, sometimes we come to ourselves. We make ourselves feel like we ain't thorough and wise. We let other people make us feel like we ain't thorough and wise. Like we don't have enough, but you have enough. So today I want you to look at what you're afraid of, right? The fear, the false evidence appearing real. Look at it and understand that what you're afraid of is enough. It's just appearing that it's not. It's just false evidence. Appearing not real. Okay? Appearing real or too much, you know, like you thinking like you're in your head a little bit sometimes with it. You can't do that. You got to know, look, I got enough. So look, with me, I'm like, wow, I got enough. God keeps giving me my daily bread. I got enough. All I got to do is keep sharing my testimony. He's going to keep giving me everything that I need. Because I got enough. My testimony is enough. The same way y'all got enough too. You might be like, dang, I only got a little bit of money. All I have is some clothes. You can take them to Plato's closet, right? Maybe, you know, give them to somebody else. Maybe they'll give you some money for that. Maybe you could take the money that you have and maybe that's dinner for you and your family, right? But you always have enough. Maybe you got something at home. You're struggling with bills that you could sell and you don't want to give it up because you feel like you're not going to get it back. This is all I have. No, I can't give this. You want to hold on to it sometimes when you feel like this is all you have because that's a false evidence appearing real. No. Oh my gosh, I'm talking to myself as I'm talking to you, I swear. This is just a touch of it, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Don't hold on to it. I used to do that. Oh my God, no. You know, like my last, you know, like, I can't give you this. You know, a lot of women, a lot of men, y'all out there, y'all doing that with your hearts. You're getting those relationships and stuff, right? False evidence appearing real. You think that everybody is like everybody else, so you don't want to give your all. And you don't give your all because you're afraid of the false evidence that's appearing real because you feel like that's all you have is that. Oh my gosh, I don't know who I'm talking to. Give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. The same measure that you give out, you're going to get back. Don't look at the false evidence that's appearing real because you have enough. God's going to supply all your needs. And that's all this podcast was about. That's it. God dropped a dime on me today. He dropped a dime on me today. And he was like, you got everything that you need. And I'm like, you know what? I do. And he said, the test is the testimony. Okay? The test is the testimony. You got the fear. Then it's the test. Right? And then the test is the testimony. And you overcome by sharing it. Telling somebody else, you know, I've been there. I've done that. But the enemy, he don't want you to do that. He don't want you to do that. He don't want you to overcome. He don't want you to feel like you have enough. So like I said, you're out there, you're going through something, and you got this false evidence appearing real. Look at the things that you're afraid of. And then I need you to go ahead and I need you to handle that. Because it's just false evidence appearing real. That's all that it is. You have everything that you need. Maybe you're scared to apologize to somebody, right? Afraid of what might happen. False evidence appearing real. You don't know what's going to happen, but you have enough. Anything that you're afraid of, you need to tackle that. That's the assignment for this week. Y'all need to go ahead. Y'all need to put that out there in pieces for yourself. Because God's preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemy. He's going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup is going to overflow. He's going to give you everything right there. Your cup is going to overflow. Surely goodness and mercy with this little bit that you think you have. Oh my gosh. No, you have enough. All right. So look, I'm about it here. I don't even have nothing else to say because that was straight, direct to the point. I went through it. Okay? I went through it. The fear, oh my gosh, do y'all know how many things I used to fear? Oh my gosh, fear of love, fear of relationships, fear of commitment, fear of succeeding in jobs. I mean, I'm running a whole hospital system wellness program. African-American female with tattoos and a nose piercing. Okay? And these people are loving me. I'm over 8,000 something employees. Just me. Different facilities doing what it is that I had to do. But you don't think that I was a little afraid sometimes? False evidence appearing real. God like, man, you got everything you need. I made you thorough and you wise. But sometimes, like I said, we just think that it's not enough. Like, I thought me sharing my testimony wasn't enough. You know, I was just like, man, you want me to ask people for help? And now you got me telling them my testimony, man, please. Ain't nobody going to help me. I'm always the one that helped everybody. Nobody helped me. God said, look, see, now every time I turn around, somebody's helping me.
because I gave and I did things as well before to help others. Okay? When I thought that I didn't have enough. So give when you think you don't have enough, because you do. Make it work. Figure out a way. All right? This is just a touch of Jay. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces. Don't let the fear get you. That's the word. That is Sunday's word, because it's false evidence appearing real. Okay? You got everything that you need. So look, how y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to give my Janet Jackson, Barry White voice? Okay, let me see. You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So look, as I was doing it, God just kept saying, you got to talk. You can't go yet. And I'm like, this, why? You know, I'm over. He said, I got to say something to y'all about relationships. Somebody's out there going through something with a relationship. I don't know who you are, but I know you listening to this. It's a prophetic word for you. You like this. Oh, my God, it's me. Oh, my God. Right? Some type of love relationship or something where you feel like you're not enough. You're enough. I just want to tell you, you are enough. God really wants me to tell you that you are enough. Don't think you're not enough. You're enough. I've been there. I've done that. I thought I wasn't enough because I didn't believe in me. You just have to check yourself, okay? Please check yourself, because whoever you're in a relationship with or you're going to get in a relationship with, you just got to try, because you are enough. You know, maybe that person wasn't ready at the time or something like that. Or maybe you weren't ready at the time. I don't know. Maybe now you're ready. But just understand, it has to do with like a romantic relationship. Somebody's out there and you're going through something where you're really struggling. You think you're not enough, but you are. Go out there, put it out there in pieces. Don't let the false evidence, okay, that's appearing real to you make you feel like you're not. I don't care what it is. Trust God and just understand that you have everything that you need and go for it. Okay? Go for it. I don't know if you're supposed to be getting married or what you got going on. I don't know. I don't know what y'all got going on. But I'm telling you, you're enough as far as this relationship is concerned. Okay? God is just telling me that he wants you to know that you're enough and everything's going to be okay. All right? So look, what's the first thing that I tell y'all when I'm out of here and I'm skating all the way to the left, to the left, to the left, right? So I can shop like a job and do what it is I do when I'm leaving. I tell you this. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't there and wise. Please don't. Mm-mm. And don't make yourself feel like that. Oh my gosh. Please don't. Because we can. I just told you. I did it. The lady did it. That's in the Bible story. She felt like she didn't have enough. She felt like she wasn't enough. This is not enough to even save my boys. All I have, they're going to take my sons, kill my sons. You know, that's what she's thinking. She's all messed up. And all I have is this little bit of oil. That little bit of oil saved everything because she had enough. You know? But sometimes we can make ourselves feel like we're not thorough and wise, or other people. We can allow other people to make us feel like we're not thorough and wise too. And you can't do that. You want to know why? Because you got to shine on them. Because they hate. Yes, you gotta let that little light on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. Yes, woo, shine bright like a diamond. You gotta let it go, let it shine so bright, man, because you got everything that you need. Don't be afraid. That false evidence appearing real, child, that's something. I'm trying to tell you, it definitely is, and it'll trip you up every time. All right, and you know what else you got? You got to spread love, right? Because the Brooklyn way, this just touchy. I tell you all that all the time, right? The world needs love. I don't know nothing else but that part of that song. Look, man. But you got to spread the love, man. A lot of people are afraid to spread love. I told you I was. Okay? It's a prophetic word for somebody. Somebody out there going through something, a relationship or something. You got to spread that love. Give it. You have it. You have everything that you need for the other person. And the other person has it for you. But if you're afraid, you know, that false evidence appearing real, you won't spread the love. Because you might feel like maybe you're not going to get it back. Maybe you feel like, you know, if you put yourself out there, you're going to play yourself or something like that. But what if you don't? What if you don't? What if you put yourself out there and it actually turns out to be what it's not? That's why I told y'all, you got to write down your fears and you got to be very, very careful. Because a lot of times what you're afraid of is just that false evidence that the enemy wants to put out there in peace for you. He wants you to make it seem like it's not real.
Get you to feel like it's not, so that way you don't go ahead with your destiny or your purpose in life. What are you afraid of, child? Get them pieces together. False evidence appearing real, child. So look, let me give you a quick recap, okay? Quick recap was, look, I went through stuff. The lady in the Bible went through stuff. We feel like sometimes y'all out there too, you feel like it, you don't have enough. But all it is just the false evidence appearing real. Just take everything that you're afraid of, dissect it, look at it, see what's going on, okay? And work on it, because there's a reason why it's appearing real, the false evidence. So you need to attack it. Like, wait a minute, hold on. I'm scared of this. I'm scared of that. Why? You know, you need to get down and dirty on it. You need to overcome that thing, because that's most of the time that type of stuff puts you in your destiny. It puts you where you need to be, just like the lady. She started doing what she had to do as far as the oil was concerned. Even though she thought it was a little bit, it was enough. And it wound up saving her sons and everything. And just like me, you know, I thought, you know, if I share my testimony, I'll go ahead. I show him this bald spot. Oh, my God. Show him how I look right now. It's going to be not right. It's not going to be right. You know, I can't put myself out there in pieces like that. But God said, just keep on doing it. You good. And I started doing it. And I'm like, you know what? I feel good about this thing right here. Look at how thorough and wise I am, you know. And people are overcoming by my testimony. People are like, oh, my God. I was going through it. Like, yes, thank you so much for sharing. I can go on today. I can live another day. I was so depressed, but now I see you're struggling, and you struggle through your struggle, and you're making it. So now I know I can make it too. It's like, you know, people out there in fitness, you ever want to work out, and you know, you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to gain weight. I don't know, baby, just touch it. I'm trying to gain weight now. At first I try to lose weight, child. This is so crazy. But look, right, and you see people, right, and they out there and they doing what it is that they doing. You like, you know what? Shoot, if she could do that, I could do that too. It's that's all that it is, right? But sometimes we look at this false evidence like, man, I'll never be able to do that. You know, I ain't gonna be able to gain no weight. And you start feeding those lies to yourself, saying you can't do stuff, and the word can is in can't, saying things are impossible, and the word possible is impossible. Come on, man. The word possible is inside impossible. But you understand what I'm saying, baby. This is just a touch of day. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, okay? Overcome those fears. They're nothing but false evidence, all right? That's it. Do what it is that you got to do. Attack it. That's all this podcast was about. That was it. You know, I just want to drop a dime on you. I told you I got a story to tell like Biggie. I always got a story to tell, okay? Like Biggie Smalls the rapper. Okay, it's always something going on, and God's always bringing me this insight, and I got to give it to y'all. You want to know why? Because I have enough to give to you. I used to think it was just a small little bit. Ain't nobody going to listen to me. Ain't nobody really paying attention. And look now, I'm in over 150 countries. My podcast is being translated worldwide. I am getting played on multiple streaming networks, 30 or more. Like, yo, I'm on the radio, all type of stuff has done popped off. Like, I never in my life thought, okay, that little bit that I had, just sharing my testimony, is the first thing I did to create my podcast. I shared my testimony, and look at what it turned into 3 years later. Enough. Never knew that I would be ill. Never knew that I would have issues and be on here sharing that with you 3 years ago when God told me to share my testimony. I never knew that I would inspire thousands. I never knew I would be played in Zimbabwe, Vietnam, Russia, Japan, London, that people in Lagos, Nigeria would be like, this is just a touch of Jay. Like, they know me. Do you understand that? Africa, everywhere. Okay, Madagascar. All right, this is just a touch of that, baby. Okay, I'm from New Jersey. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, okay? But if I had said, you know what? I looked at the false evidence appearing real, I would have never kept going, right? Come on. So all I want y'all to do is keep going. Don't look at the fear, the false evidence appearing real. Check yourself, because you might be wrecking yourself, okay? Get all those pieces together. What are you afraid of? And dissect it and work on it. All right, so look, I'm up out of here, and I'll be back, right? Because I love my babies. When I got something else to say, yes. When I got something else to say, yes. When I got something else to say. All right, I'll be back, man. This is just such a J for the last time. Make sure y'all check out these songs that I gotta come to y'all, because they little pieces, okay, to the puzzle, all right? And like I said, man, I'll be back, all right? When I got something else to say. When I got something else to say. Ooh, when I got something else to say. Yes. I love y'all. Bye-bye. Hey y'all, did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No, I can never do that. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and reach over down on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out the in pieces form to be able to resonate inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you, all right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you. All right? In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid. All right? We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort, as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name, I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on the life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine. This is just a touch of Jackie. Just trying to put it Jackie. Peace, that's fine. Jackie. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J, 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 J. J, J. What's up, y'all? This is Just a Touch of J. Oh my gosh. Y'all hear that? Hey y'all, what's up? How y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do. Being so sexy, so thrilling, so wise. Well, listen, look, right? I'm coming back to y'all with the song of the week, all right? And this one right here, this whole remix goes out to my man's Biggie Smalls. Yeah, the Notorious B.I.G. And make sure y'all listening to the 411 Wire this week, right? The hottest entertainment segment in the A. Because I got some pieces for you. I told y'all, man. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Make sure you listen to the song, man. I love y'all. Love my babies, all right? It's something next. Hey y'all, yeah. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces.
That told me I never amount to nothing.
Y'all hear that?
All the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. time to get paid. Blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of raw D, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Fuck Master Flex, love bug, star ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is just a touch of J. Y'all like that? Now look, man. Y'all know what I'm doing again? The song of the week. And I gotta give it to my man's Biggie Smalls. Check out Machine Gun Funk. Oh my God. I live by the funk. Yeah, I die by the funk. I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back, talking about the gaps in your raps, but I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams, still some empty got the feel one. Cats, I got the feel some. To let you know that if you're big and heavy, I get up in that like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the lyrical. Saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the thugs along with me. Just for that and shifty. Sticks and stones, red bones, but they can kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking fuck by the boxes, packing it's natural to eat your like
baby. I just had to drop a bomb on him like Flex. Is that work, baby?
Is that work,
you know you're fine, right?
This is just a touch of J, baby. You know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you.
You like that?
Here's another one.
VOUCH_J. Yes, this shit comes with the economy.
And another one.
Wait a minute, y'all. I got another one. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. And definitely make sure you download the Just a Touch of J app. Oh my gosh, y'all gotta make sure y'all follow me at Making Love with Me's Kitchen, baby. On Instagram, that's where I do my food thing. This is just a touch of your baby. Y'all know I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, right? Don't forget to check out the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, right? The Just a Touch of J podcast, Just a Touch of J's fitness, and make sure you Google Just a Touch of J, man. Check out the online store called thisisjustatouchofj.com, because this is just a touch of J, baby. I love my babies, right? I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. J. T-O-U-C-H. Yeah. _J. That's what they call. And I can't forget, man. Make sure y'all check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. All right? Atlanta's hottest entertainment segment called the 411 Wire and the Just a Touch of J radio show. And for the last time, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, right? I love y'all.
You like it when I do it like that.
And y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of check.
Lady, you hear that? I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake. You know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in. All right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mm-hmm. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that? Y'all go over to make a lemon beast kitchen.
Going over to make a lemon beast kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies.
She got brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of J.
Trying to put it out there in pieces for you.
What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen Beat. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Oh my gosh, man.
Oh man, this beat goes
so hard, baby.
Yeah.
I keep trying to tell y'all this is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all know the truck, I'm really just rock with this.
Y'all know I put this out there in pieces for you.
Significant others.
Yeah.
Y'all can just take a chill to this one right here.
Yeah, man.
This beat goes so hard, baby. Y'all hear that?
It's called the box.
What do y'all know about the box?
Yeah. Don't forget to make sure that y'all go over to Make a Love in this Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all scroll around and grab a taste.
Y'all hear that?